This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, my friends, to the Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind, the We'll Be in Watford City Ribfest edition of the program tomorrow. That's right. I already have Ribfest on my mind this time tomorrow.
Get your bib on already. And
smelling those ribs. Yeah, I can hardly wait. So come on up and join the fun at Ribfest. We'll be kicking things off tomorrow. It's a lot of fun up there. It really is. So. Should be a great grand time. Thursday edition of the program today brought to you by our friends at Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better. You can fill up in the shadow of the state capitol in Bismarck, where I often do, right there, over in Mandan. Or just head east on 94, and you'll find them in Valley City. You'll find them at Castleton. You'll find them in West Fargo. Fargo. Keep going over in Moorhead. Dilworth. Up to Bemidji. Grafton. Arthur, North Dakota. And, of course, down in Wahpeton as well. So lots of places, the red, white, and blue. And it's also home to the 4 for $4 deal. That's the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. Two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day. Petroserve USA locations. Filling up the other day, and I also bought some Pizza Corner Pizza. And I know there's been some hand-wringing over the fact that it's not assembled in Valley City like it was for decades.
Well, I was just about to ask you, is it like the original Pizza Corner Pizza or is it the new pizza? But there's been all that, you know, huffing
well, there's,
and puffing.
There was like some flap about how it wasn't the same or whatever, and so this is the first time I've had a chance to have it. I noticed that the packaging's exactly the same. It says Bernatello's on it at the bottom because they now own it, but otherwise everything's the same. And tasted the same. I did notice that, you know, when I pulled it out of the package, I bought the pepperoni and sausage ones. And by the way, they're 2 for $11 right now, Petroserve USA, so good deal.
Mm-hmm.
That when I pulled them out of the package, some of the pepperoni stuck to the package. Now, that never used to happen before. I've actually put the pepperonis on a Pizza Corner Pizza at different fundraising gatherings at their facility there. So I'm a little partial to it. But anyway, that was the only thing. And I just, you know, of course, I wasn't going to be without any pepperoni. I quickly retrieved them from the packaging and put them back on the pizza.
That does sound like a first world problem, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My pizza pepperoni sticking to the package. it wasn't bad. Anyway, welcome to the program. God darn it, there is a lot of weather that's been happening. And Emmons County, I know one example where there was some damage. Burley County, the same thing. So if you have a weather story to share, like, you know, hey, I've got this 15-inch rain gauge, and all 15 inches overflowing. Whatever it is, let us know. Any particular damage you want us to know about, we want your weather story here on the program. It seems like every night some part of the region is getting whacked, either with high winds or rain that's over the top, a lot of it. So
hard to get all that harvesting done when you get all that water in the way.
No
right?
Kidding. My gosh. So the winds cranked up with the line of storms again last night, and reports of some pretty significant rainfall. So, Ammons, Oaks area in Dickey County. So, let us know. We want to know what you had in the way of weather. You can phone us up 258-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So, if it's a really good story, we might send some Cloverdale bacon your way. That's right. You can be the story topper of the day with your weather story. 800-228-0550. A couple other things I want to cover today on the program. The Dakota Access Pipeline is a project that is being, I guess, in the news of late. Fast-tracking pretty good. I'm glad about it. I also heard reports earlier this week of a peaceful protest. And I don't know how a peaceful protest can include people blocking traffic, but we had reports yesterday. I don't know if I even mentioned it on the air. Somebody had sent a text in saying people on each side of the road were blocking some traffic protesting that. I'm not big on well, first of all, it's not a peaceful protest, so let's call it what it is. It's a protest. And it's America. If you don't like something, that's fine. Put a sign up. Call a talk show. Let your voice be heard. But do not block traffic. Law enforcement officers were called to keep the peace between protesters and developers. That sound like a peaceful protest to you? And Standing Rock Sioux members are doing that. About 45 construction vehicles backed up on roads yesterday. Again, protesters being called peaceful but blocking road construction or blocking construction of the event from happening. I don't like it. If you've seen any of that, have some firsthand reports, please share what you know about that as well today on the program. The tobacco tax. That's in the news. North Dakota voters will be deciding in November whether to raise taxes on tobacco products for the first time since 1993. A five-fold increase in the cigarette tax. What are they going to do with the money? Motivate you to quit smoking and prevent young people from starting. It's a cottage industry, this tobacco cessation stuff. They have an insatiable appetite for your tax money. And they're not exactly succeeding. I'm getting to the point where, look, either it's legal or it's not. Stop with the taxes. Okay? Tell me how you vote. I see the North Dakota Retail Association has said they likely will vigorously oppose the measure because supporters are not considering the impact on businesses and smokers. All right. How will you vote on that? I want to know. 800-228-0550. And one other thing, a survey, a poll has caught my attention that Reuters did. It is in a number of newspapers today around the country, claiming nearly one-fifth of registered Republicans want Donald Trump to drop out of the race for the White House. Don't you love the questions they choose in this stuff? And of course,
did they ask the same about Sanders voters and the Democrats,
yeah,
too, then?
I'm sure not, yeah. You know? Hillary Clinton's emails, the latest yesterday, being that, State Department would grant waivers and exemptions for various countries, and then within days of those, big donations would go from those countries to the Clinton Foundation. How convenient. Yeah, does anybody read that and say, well, okay, she needs to drop out? Yeah, 19% think the New York real estate magnate should drop out. 70% think he should stay in. 10% said they don't know. August 5th through 8th poll of 396 registered Republicans. So this is in every newspaper on the planet, and it's based on the opinions of 396 people. Todd, do some quick math for me. What's 19% of 396 people? It's not big.
Yeah.
19% of 396.
396.
Yeah.
That would be 75 and a quarter. 75 and a quarter.
Yeah. Of the 75, let's call it 75 people, round down.
Right,
out of 396.
Right.
75 people. Folks, are the reason for a newspaper article everywhere. So just curious what you think of that. I mean, are you one of the one in five? Do you believe the poll? What do you make of it? What's your take on it? All right. Those are a couple of things in the news. New York City, yesterday we announced, we're headed back there for some, fun in the Big Apple. Love for you to come along and, talked a little bit about it for a couple of minutes yesterday and got a ton of feedback about it. So we'll give you some more information on that today as well. In case you missed the details on our trip to New York City. And lots more. All coming up on the program today we call What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's Frank at Bismarck. Frank, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll jump right in that I'm against that cigarette tax, of course, because I'm a smoker. And, you know, most of the people voting on it are going to be non-smokers. It doesn't even make sense. But anyway, you know, right, it's just to get money. But really, if they want to get kids to quit smoking, I think the best thing any state could do would be to raise the smoking age to 21 or 25. You really make a, you create a life distance and a physical distance from younger kids. The smoking age is 18. You got kids in high school are 18. They're probably with friends with kids that are 16 or 17. They might be friends with kids that are 15 or 14. You raise that smoking age, and you right away you eliminate that connection right there.
That's an interesting point. So if the push from the health community is we have to stop kids from smoking at a young age, that'd be at least more productive than raising taxes in my mind, Frank. Good idea. All right, we're getting some Pizza Corner reviews, too, by text. Those are welcome. 701-226-8503 for your text. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends in Botno, North Dakota, one of our top 10 towns. Love our visits to Botno, Lake Metegoshi, and the region. Thank our fine sponsors there, State Bank of Botno, Mickelson Aggregates, Hometown Market, Mattern Family Meats, Farmers Appliance, and Botno Lumber as well. And look forward to our return to the great city of Botno, North Dakota. All right, friends. The tobacco tax would go up. It's on the ballot. Enough signatures have been gathered. It'll be on the ballot in November, and you'll get to decide on the cigarette tax whether to hike it from 44 cents to $2.20 a pack. That's a whack. The measure also would increase the tax on other tobacco products, including liquid nicotine used in electronic cigarettes, from 28% to 56% of the wholesale purchase price. How will you vote? Good idea, bad idea? One of our questions today on What's on Your Mind. We're ranked 48th now in the country in state cigarette excise tax. New York has the highest, $4.35 a pack. As a matter of fact, Mark emails, hey, Scott, come on. If you increase the age requirement for smoking, are you going to, all you're going to do is make more of a black market? They only have a black market in New York from high taxes, too. You can, you know, buy it on the street without the increase. Failed to mention that we have a couple of conversations that are going to be part of today's program. One is Dr. Alan Unruh, the author of a book called The Politically Incorrect Book of Humor. Don't miss this, friends. Why it's better to be right than politically correct. He's a South Dakota doctor, very active politically down there over the years. And really glad he did this book. Justin Fisk also going to check in for an update on Medora coming up on the program. Roger and Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, Roger, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm against the tobacco tax.
You're going to vote no.
Right. And other people better look out, too, because once they get this passed, are they going to go after liquor? You know, are they going to go after groceries? These people are just after our tax dollars. And if they want to raise it, I realize it hasn't been raised in a while. Raise it a nickel or a dime. But why over $2 a pack of cigarettes? That's ridiculous.
They want the money. Also, they want the money for more.
I know.
And also putting it up at the same rate as the neighboring states, though. That was the reason for that particular figure. And supposedly, a cent or two lower than the other ones? It is a huge jump, though. Holy cow.
Always find a reason.
I chose to live in North Dakota, and this is not one of the reasons, but I'm glad I'm here. I don't live in New York, where the taxes on everything is higher. I don't live in California where the taxes on everything is higher.
Here's the deal. I could be convinced that the tax ought to be higher if you could show me an example of what they've done productively with the dollar so far. They have had a lot of money.
Right.
A lot of money. What are they? It's all about tobacco cessation. So how are we doing on that front? I mean, I want to know. I want a report card on how the dollars have been spent. And what kind of success rate they've had before we go from 44 cents to 220 a pack. It just seems like we're going to whack them because we can. You know, it's an easy product to hate. They just whack them because they can. Ryan and Ray, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just commenting on the guy earlier about raising the age. I think it's kind of ridiculous. We can go join the military at 17. They already raised the age of drinking to 21, and I think if we can go die for our country, we should be able to drink and smoke at 17, 18.
Yeah, I think it's a health thing.
So,
you know, I think obviously I think we can all agree that kid smoking is a bad idea. So then, when is a kid? I guess you can go there. Ann Arbor, Michigan, just raised the tobacco purchase age to 21. So some others are doing it. It does happen. You don't like the idea of that.
If it's a forbidden fruit, then they want to go do it. If they can do it, maybe they won't do it after they try it and it's legal.
Yeah, that was the emailer's point. Just turn it to the black market. Find other ways to get it, right?
Yep. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan. Dave and Bismarck, you're next.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. Say, kind of talking about this Dakota Pipeline access, you know, it looked like the majority of the people that were protesting were the Native Americans, and they're so worried about their groundwater, you know, underneath the ground for future use. But when you go through any of the reservations, their land is overrun by garbage. I was going through there one time in Wolf Point driving truck, and the car ahead of me open the window and out all their garbage all over the streets. And I go, man, if they're so worried about their groundwater and things, why aren't they taking more attention and trying to keep their land clean also? It kind of is like they really don't have anything to complain about.
Well, and not to mention, there's a process to complain. There's a process to file protests. There's a, you know, anybody knows anything about the Corps of Engineers, they don't do anything quick, right? I mean,
yeah.
they have all kinds of environmental impact statements and all kinds of bureaucracy and everything else, and all of these have gone through that. So my point is, if you go through, the process and you protest and you raise your objections and you lose, then you don't, in my mind, get the right to block workers on their way to a job site.
That's right. You know, I'm not against protesting. If you got to stand up for what you believe in. But when you're causing the destruction like that, where people can't drive through doing their job or going whatever, they really need to reconsider, because it's. And I have nothing against Native Americans. I'm that's not what I'm trying to say. It's just as they're going to try to keep their water clean, they should try to keep their land clean. And it goes to anybody. It's not just them. You'll find that kind of stuff all over. But, they just need to not block access to what people need to do for their jobs. And that's all I need to say, I guess.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Here's a couple of texts. So did the pizza taste the same, or was it actually tasty now? Well, see, I've always liked Pizza Corner. He's talking about Pizza Corner because I was talking about the fact they're on sale.
Yeah.
PetroServe USA 2-for-11. I've always liked it. So I did not notice any difference in the taste whatsoever. The only thing different was that, you know, as I said, the pepperonis stuck to the package when I you know.
Are they using cheaper pepperoni, or are they, why is it sticking?
I don't know. How it got packaged, I'm not sure. But otherwise, no, tasted fine. Everything hunky-dory. That crust is just iconic. It's the best. Pizza, another texture. Pizza Corner Pizza's gone downhill, in my opinion. I tried the 3-meat after the changeover, and it was very disappointing. All right. Appreciate that. Maybe we can do more Pizza Corner taste tests if you want to share. 800-228-0550. Let us know. Another texter, Scott, the media has exposed their own bias this week, trying to shape public opinion rather than report the facts. They'll be shocked when the American people give them the finger and vote Trump. Take it to them, Trump. Well, first of all, I don't think this week has been the week the media has exposed their own bias. I think the media is in some measure of panic over Donald Trump as the president, so they are going to do everything in their power to stop him, and that's been very obvious, really, from the get-go. And I said this before, I'll say it again, Donald Trump has two opponents, Hillary Clinton and the media. Just expect that to be the case. But I do agree there's a loud, well, I should say a silent, very large majority out there that's very, very powerful, that isn't reflecting in any polls or anything else. And that's good for Trump. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Just making a comment about that cigarette tax. I'm a non-smoker, never have been a smoker, and I'm totally against it because when are the taxes going to stop? All they're doing is just milking the American people out of every penny they can. This has to stop at some point. And on this poll thing with these so-called 75 people thinking that Trump ought to drop out of the race. I don't put any faith or anything in polls because you can manipulate them to say anything you want them to say. The only poll I'm worried about is come November, and I don't even think it's really going to be that close of an election. I think Donald Trump is going to win hands down. Maybe I got my hopes up, but we can't stand Hillary. If she gets in there, we're done. In a way, that's my opinion. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Others, welcome. South Dakota listener there today on What's On Your Mind, calling the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Laura Ingram, a author, commentator, regular on Fox News Channel, said yesterday on Sean Hannity's show, if you call yourself a conservative and a Republican, it's actually immoral not to vote for Donald Trump. If only for the reason of the Supreme Court. I agree. That's the conversation I want to have with the 75 people influencing a poll that now everybody thinks is the real deal today. I have a clip of that from Sean's television show last night. We'll play in a little bit. We're going to defer to the callers here. I promised I would tell you about our trip to New York City. Let me just quickly tell you, we are fired up. Tuesday, November 29th is when we leave. We have secured seats from Bismarck and Fargo. Great rates. We have an all-star lineup. I mean, it's the 9/11 Memorial in Ellis Island, you know, the Fox News Channel, St. Patrick's Cathedral in a guided tour. There is a city bus tour that's incredible. Great food, great meals. This just goes on and on. The Intrepid Sea Air Space Museum, Empire State Building, the College Hockey Showdown at Madison Square Garden that includes the UND hockey team in Boston College. Imagine seeing a game there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. This is a great event. And again, the 29th of November, that's a Tuesday, and we come back on Sunday, Saturday, the 6th. So it's day 6 is the final day that Saturday that we head back. So it's going to be a great time. The price is right again this year. We added a day. We added the hockey game. We added, some extra goodies. And the whole thing is still under $3,000, $29.99 per person based on double occupancy. Five nights of the Homewood Suites included in that, round-trip airfare, checked bag. You have this nice 55-passenger motor coach gets us everywhere we're going in New York City. Broadway show included in that, 9/11 Memorial, Times Square, Radio City Music Hall, the Rockettes. That's another one of the shows, just on and on and on and on. So does that sound like fun? Love to have you come along. Here's how you can come along. Send me an email, and I'll send you the full itinerary, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com. Or if you'd like to get in touch with the folks at the group Travel Planners that are taking care of all the details, I'll give you a telephone number. You can jot this down. You can call them right now. Ask any questions you might have. Sign up. Reserve your spot. 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Okay? It's 952-898-3478, extension 228, or email scott@flagfamily.com, and we'll email you that information. You can have all the details. One thing I'll tell you, judging by yesterday's response, the first day we announced this, this thing will sell out. So get the details, get your $50 deposit in by the end of August. Hold your spot, and let's have some fun. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Pat and Wilton, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Pat, are you there?
Oh, yes. My opinion on the cigarette smoke, and if we had corporations that were responsible, they would just remove the nicotine, the drug, from the cigarettes. And then that way there wouldn't be the need to raise the taxes on it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the state and federal, they're just drug dealers selling them cigarettes, trying to make as much money as they can off it.
Well, it's a legal product, though, right now, right? So it's a legal product that they raise and make and distribute and put out there. And you, Pat, can say, I want to buy it or I don't want to buy it. That's the best of America, isn't it?
Yeah, but does it have to have the nicotine in it?
Don't buy it.
I mean,
if you don't want nicotine. That's my only point. I don't
really care about the health of the people, you know, like they claim. Then, I mean, to me, it's like the smoker is paying, and then when the health problems arise, then the taxpayer has to pay to take care of these people. So it's and I'm not a smoker, by the way.
Yeah, nor am I. I just kind of like the idea of America being a place where a product can be put out there and a consumer can decide, do I want it, do I not? As you say, there are examples of you know, health studies and reports that would suggest nicotine's not good for you. I guess that's why I don't use it, right? Other people have stopped. That's fine. That's great. It's a decision you make. Others have said, I don't buy that. You know, it's fine. My parents smoked forever. Nothing ever happened to them. Whatever. You know, have a different viewpoint. Don't buy it then. You know, the idea of the government getting all these zillions of dollars in money so they can tell you smoking is bad for you seems a little stupid, too. I just don't like higher taxes. But, Pat, appreciate your opinion. Bruce and Catherine, what do you think ought to happen?
Well, one of your earlier callers suggested that we raise the age for buying cigarettes to 21. But if you look at alcohol sales, which is 21, it doesn't seem to reduce the underage drinking any. So I don't know what the answer is, but raising the age doesn't seem to be a good idea. And as far as Pizza Corner, I don't know where you got your information, but they are still making pizzas in Valley City on a little more limited basis. I'm not sure of the size or the flavor, but the factory is still up and running. And I had a pepperoni pizza here a couple nights ago, and it does taste a little different. If you look at the pepperoni, it is not the pepperoni that they made or used before they had the merger, so that does affect the flavor a little bit. And
I didn't notice it, and I consider myself a little bit of a connoisseur, but we all have different taste buds, but... so you're saying they're still. I knew the Valley City, the restaurant was still there, but I thought they moved all the production and stuff out of Valley City. I thought it was just distribution in Valley City, not actually putting the pepperonis on the pizza and the cheese on the pizza and actually making them there. Are you saying they're still doing that?
Yeah, the original intent was to move all of production to Minnesota. I don't work there myself, but I know several who do, and I guess there were production glitches and things weren't quite lining up, so they still make pizzas in Valley City at the factory.
Oh, okay. Good.
And, yeah, if you look at the pepperoni, I've been there for fundraisers, as you have, putting pepperoni on pizza, And if you look at the pepperoni, you can tell it's not quite the same. If you looked at a whole lot of slices of pepperoni, and that might affect the flavor.
Yeah.
But
I did notice that. There was kind of a system to putting the pepperonis on and a real distinctive look that definitely isn't there anymore. But I didn't notice anything on the taste. That was the big thing. Yeah.
Got a weather story for you.
I want a weather story. What happened in Catherine?
Well, on Monday night, Tuesday morning, at about 2 a.m., lightning hit and about a 60-foot-tall evergreen in front of my house, and the trunk literally exploded. The house is about 20 feet from the tree. A car was about 25 feet from the base of the tree. And I've got chunks the size of a baseball bat about 150 feet from the base of the tree. A lot more debris, a lot closer. The house and the car didn't receive even a scratch.
Oh, my gosh. So the trunk exploded on the tree. Was it a lightning strike then or what?
Yeah, about the bottom third. Exploded into a lot of small pieces. The top part broke in a few places and fell down. And, yeah, there was one piece about the size of a wooden fence post about 100 feet from the tree. So it was a dramatic event. And my daughter, who woke up during the storm, said the clouds had this really funky purple color to them. And then she heard the explosion and thought the tree had been destroyed, and I guess I sleep really good. I just slept through all of it and didn't learn about it till the next morning.
I love it. All right. Well, that's a weather story worthy of some Cloverdale bacon, Bruce. So hang on a sec, Manny. I'll get your information. We'll send you off a certificate on us because we asked for some good weather stories today, and that was a doozy. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you want to get us Bruce's address, we'll mail that to him, Manny. That'd be great. Dennis in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. First of all, I want to thank you, Scott. I went through that flood up there. I was down in Lincoln Park, and you were on KCNN, and I can't believe all the hard calls you took, man.
It was good practice for doing what I'm doing every day now, right?
Yeah, but I'm calling about tobacco. I'm 64 years old, and I smoked heavy, Scott. And I quit with e-cigarettes. And it just drives me nuts when they're going to raise a tax on e-cigarettes. They are not, they're probably not the best for you, but they're not that bad on you. And as far as the taxes, it's just pure greed, Scott.
Government greed, huh? Government greed, yeah. Want more money?
Oh, without a doubt. I'd investigate that tobacco coalition, where this money is going and what kind of life they're living, those people. But and another thing, everyone should thank smokers. They, according to their own facts, we die 15 to 20 years younger while we're not collecting any Social Security or Medicare. But yet we're paying all that in.
Yeah, there's a trade-off there, too. Dennis, good points. Appreciate the call, and thanks for the shout-out as a flood of 97 survivor. That was some good memories, serving a community in need at the time. My adopted hometown of Grand Forks. Bill on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. I just had a comment on this cigarette tax. You know, we're trying to get people to stop smoking, but yet we're going to vote on making marijuana legal. How is that not an oxymoron?
Yeah, well, at least we're not doing it here. Although the medicinal marijuana thing continues to be a debate, certainly, but I think we're never going to be a Colorado. But it's a good point. What, you know, higher taxes on cigarettes and making marijuana legal. You know, it's a head scratcher, isn't it?
Well, they're gonna keep pushing it here until we finally do get to vote on it. So I think it's just a matter of time.
Good points, Bill. Thanks for the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your comments. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. we give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Good morning. I wish I had the time or the funds or the money that I could just drop everything and go protest whatever comes along. Because if I could, I'd go do something else. I'd go do something constructive, do something for myself, help other people. Volunteer, I mean, I don't know where these people get the time and the money to do this kind of stuff, but they can do something a hell of a lot better with their time and their money, protest stuff going on around the world, you know. There's people out there that actually need stuff, could use help. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you calling the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We're going to check in with Christina and Bismarck, Bob and West Hope coming up. And more time to chat on the other side of the break. I promised I'd play Laura Ingram, so I'll do that before we're done as well. But right now I want to find out what's happening in Medora. That's right, because there's always something great happening in Medora. Justin Fisk is checking in. to tell us a little bit about that right now. Justin, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Scott. Good to be on.
What do we need to know about what's happening at North Dakota's number one tourist destination, Medora, North Dakota, this week?
Oh, man. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but summer is getting short, Scott. We are now looking at less than 30 days left to catch the Medora musical. The only time you're going to see this 2016 version of the Medora musical, because we only do it once, and it's a brand new show every year. This year's no exception. You've got 30 days left to see a new show with a brand new host, Chet Wolin, as the host of the Medora musical this year. And, well, summer's coming to an end very shortly, and we're going to close up the Medora musical on September 10th. You've still got time, plenty of time, but don't forget about it, as we can often do in the busy world. But we've got some really cool special events coming up too, Scott. August 22nd, the Bismarck Mandan Symphony Orchestra, for the first time in a really long time, is doing a special concert on the stage of the Burning Hills Amphitheater with a guest vocalist, the Queen of the West, Emily Walter. That August 22 show is going to be something really cool. And it's only going to happen one night this year, August 22nd. So you can get all the details at Medora.com for that concert. And if you're a Johnny Cash or a Willie Nelson or a Waylon Jennings fan, the same week, August 26th, Friday, we've got the Highwaymen Tribute Band live from Medora in the afternoon before that evening's Medora musical. We've only got 30 days left of our Medora musical season, but, man, there's a lot of cool stuff that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, we should just consider that a little extra motivation to get her done and get it checked. You know, I know how that is. You say, okay, we're going, and all of a sudden the calendar flips to August and you haven't been there yet. So just to consider that, you know, sort of the seventh inning stretch here. We just need to remind you that if it hasn't happened yet, you want it to happen, and a lot of other neat events to take in, and there's always something fun in Medora. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or Medora.com for your reservation. Give Justin and the crew a call. They'll take great care. Your accommodations are fabulous. You will not regret that trip to Medora, folks. It's one of the best things we do every summer as a family. Absolutely love it. Well, thanks a bunch, Justin. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bully from the Badlands, Scott.
Bully from the Badlands. By golly, our best to everybody out there. Christina and Bismarck, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, waiting to find out what's on your mind.
Okay, I just recently heard an advertisement that this is a station where we, the audience, get to talk and you, the commentators, get to listen, and I appreciate that, and I am watching the clock. My first remark is I have heard a number of different programs saying that these polls are being distorted, where they have Hillary running so far ahead of Trump. That's all I'm going to say about that. But in addition to that, I don't know what to do about blocking the roads with the protesting, but I don't think the listening audience knows that these people have taken every legal avenue they possibly can and have been basically shut down and ignored, and I don't think the people of Bismarck or Mandan would want that pipeline running through their river or underneath their river. And if you're familiar with the situation down in South Dakota, they had a big break down there, I believe it was this last winter, that contaminated tons and tons of agricultural land that they may never be able to clean up, that is probably out of production for I don't know how long. And there is maybe no way to ever clean that up. So that is basically what I have to say. That group of 50 people that they're talking about, or the 75 people that are against Trump, I mean, this is all very self-serving. Most people should realize that by this time. But anyway, I think that I appreciate being able to say what I had to say. And, I don't know.
I share your frustration, Christine, on that. I totally do. Mostly because if you dig into what they're talking about And Michael Hayden is a guy I like. I've interviewed him before, General Michael Hayden, former head of the CIA and National Director of Intelligence. You know, was pressed on this week. He said, "Why are you on the 50?" And he said, "Well, because if he governs like he talks, we'll be in trouble." Like, what in the world? And even if you said, "Okay, you're concerned that he won't be, kind and gentle enough in foreign policy," what about the Supreme Court? Our country will cease to exist. The Constitution goes away if they get their way on the Supreme Court. So it really makes no sense whatsoever. Christina, but with people like you thinking this through, we'll be just fine. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, and senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to G.